Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are a few troubling signs for GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney, just 2 days before the presidential primary in South Carolina. A new CNN poll shows Romney's lead over former House Speaker Newt Gingrich there is shrinking. Other polls show Gingrich ahead there. This is Romney continues to be dogged by questions about his finances. His campaign has now confirmed he has money stashed in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands, but insists Romney is not receiving any tax breaks. With the unemployment rate at about 10% in South Carolina, money and jobs are likely to take center stage at tonight's debate in South Carolina, the final one before Saturday's primary. From South Carolina, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on how Romney's jobs message is resonating with voters.
A pallet of canned corn is stacked in a warehouse at the Harvest Hope Food Bank in Florence. Many volunteer food pantries come here to stock up their shelves. Nicole Eccles runs the distribution center.
We get some of our food from food drives, but most of our food does not come from food drives. It comes from partner companies like Walmart, Food Lion.
Eccles says the need in this northeastern part of the state is huge and growing.
Right now, our unemployment rate is 14%, which is higher than most of the state, most of the state average, and higher than the national average. Right now, we have had major industry that has shut down, and every time we see a business close, we see our lines get longer.
One town nearby recently lost a Russell Stover candy making plant, leaving the community with a 24% unemployment rate. Unlike New Hampshire, where employment might be found with a longer commute, the jobs just aren't here. And in this primary, the candidates have really seized onto that issue. Mitt Romney is spending most of his time focusing on it. His pitch across the state? He's a conservative businessman with a track record of job creation.
These have been tough times. And so the American people want to see something that's really different. They want a turnaround. I spent my life, by the way, learning how to turn things around and make them better.
On the campaign trail, Romney doesn't go into specific details about his jobs plan, except to say that government should get out of the way of the private sector. Still, his experience resonates with voters, such as Ashley Sherman, a retired businessman.
Romney has shown his ability to have knowledge of the economy. He's been a job creator.
The mayor of Greenville, Knox White, agrees.
Well, I think this election is about jobs and the economy. And if the election is about that, I think Mitt Romney makes more sense than anyone else.
But not all Republicans here are buying that line.
I'll tell you this. I don't think he is the only one with a jobs plan. I think the other candidates as well have jobs plans that can help the state.
Stephanie McLaughlin Rawlingson is president of the Women's Republican Group in Florence. She's sitting at a booth at the drive-in diner downtown. It's a popular stop for presidential candidates. In fact, Rick Perry had a burger with her here earlier this week. Also at the table, Barbara Shirley, who's recently unemployed and is skeptical about Romney.
I believe he created jobs when he was with Bain, but I think it's a different story when you're in government. I'm not impressed with what he did in Massachusetts. He leaned toward being more like a Democrat to me.
Romney's role at Bain Capital is on the minds of a lot of people around this table, including Susan Mink, who holds down two jobs and volunteers for the Republican Party.
He can say he's generated jobs, but at the same time, he's not telling you how many jobs it cost either. That's a topic he doesn't want to talk about, because that's not electable information.
In South Carolina, Bain bought two factories and eventually closed them. The firm made millions of dollars in profits from the deals, but more than 800 people lost their jobs. One of the factories was in Gaffney, where Ed Elliott is head of the Chamber of Commerce. He says the attacks on Romney over his venture capital years at Bain aren't resonating with voters in his community.
Anytime you lose a job, it is tough for a community, but as far as the residents of Gaffney, South Carolina, most everybody really doesn't remember a whole lot about it, and I don't think it'll affect how people feel about Mitt Romney.
How people feel about Mitt Romney still seems to be in flux. Many voters haven't made up their minds. In the final 2 days before the primary here in South Carolina, Romney is working hard to close the deal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.